Mr. Gibbs, brought you some company.
So what?
Okay, Roger, we're gonna get in bed.
No, no, nurse, my knee's fine now. I'm all better.
Your knee is not all better.
No, don't be a baby, Roger.
I'm not being a baby, Mama, really. I don't need an operation anymore. It's like a miracle, like that town in France when you go in on crutches, then you come out doing the hustle. What's that town called?
Lourdes.
Thank you.
Now shut up!
Why don't you help me get him into bed, Mrs. Thomas?
I certainly will.
Well, look, I'm really fine now. I don't need any help getting to bed because I'm all better. My knee is all better.
All right, if you say your knee is all better, it's all better.
It is.
Okay, jump up and let's go home.
Right.
Well, what are you waiting for? Come on.
I'm coming.
Well,
nothing to it but to do it. See?
Mm-hmm.
See, I told you I didn't need any help getting into bed.
Just get under the cover.
How are you feeling, Mr. Gibbs? Oh, I'm happy to hear that. Would you like anything?
Yes, I'd like to be left alone.
Well, I'd like for you to meet your new roommate. Mr. Johnny Gibbs, this is Roger Thomas.
Hi. I'm fine, thank you.
Why'd you take away old man Grayson? We got along real well. He never said anything. He never talked to me. He never made any noise at all.
He was in a coma.
Well, I like that. Get him back here. Hey, I told you 1,000 times, don't touch my radio.
Hey, nurse, are they gonna hang my leg in the air like that?
Oh, your leg doesn't need that, Roger. He's got a broken hip and you've got water on the knee.
I tried to tell him he has nothing to worry about.
He might not even need an operation.
No?
No. Sometimes they simply go in and drain the water out without even cutting.
No kidding.
No kidding.
All right. How do they do that?
With a long needle.
Needle?
They simply insert the needle in.
Needle?
Roger!
Needle?
Roger!
Needle?
It's always
needle!
But you're going to hurt yourself. What the nurse said? Look, I gotta go now. You have nothing to worry about. Hey, you're a grown man now. So stop acting like a baby.
You're right, Mama. You're absolutely right. I am a grown man now. And I'm sorry.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye, Roger.
Don't leave me.
Roger.
Okay. Okay, Mama.
Goodbye, Mrs. Thomas. Don't worry, he'll be just fine.
I'm sure he will.
All right, now, if you need me, you just push this buzzer.
Okay, and if you need me, I'll be right here. That's a nice radio. What kind is it? What are you listening to?
To the pest in the next day. Ah! Will you shut up?
Hey. Here you go, Roger. Brought you a little fruit.
Oh, thanks, Rerun.
He ate most of it on the way over here.
Well, I was worried about you. And you know I always eat when I get nervous.
Yeah, check out his bundle of nerves.
How's your dumb knee?
Still the same. They won't operate on it until tomorrow morning.
Operation? Oh, no.
What are you worried about? They're operating on him, not you.
I'm talking about getting undressed. They take your clothes off, and you see those nurses strap you down to the table, and you're unconscious. And when you wake up, you have to look at all those nurses, and you know they saw you naked because they're all giggling. Huh?
Grow up.
Will you kids be quiet?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, Mr. Gibbs.
Who gets the cheeseburger?
You got one with onions on it?
Wait a minute now.
Yeah, I got mine.
Well, just
quiet.
Wait.
Quiet! Just get out, period.
Hi, Mr. Want a Burger? Everything's on it?
No, I don't want a burger.
Well, I do. Hey, this is really good. You sure they don't want it?
Will you get out of here? Just get out.
Will you get out?
I want you all out of my sight.
What are you yelling at? Don't you know there's sick people here?
What?
What's wrong with your leg anyway?
There's nothing wrong with my leg.
Well, then this hospital is sure playing you for a fool. Because they got it stuffed in a cast and hanging in the air.
It so happens, little big mouth, it's my hip that's broken, not my leg. Now, are you satisfied?
It's okay with me.
Excuse me, these just came.
Oh, thanks. Look what I got.
These are for Mr. Gibbs.
If they're from my daughter, throw them out.
They're not from your daughter. They're from another admiring fan.
All right, put them down.
Admiring fan?
I know who he is.
Roger, would you like some dinner?
No, I'll just have my cheeseburger, thank you.
Okay.
Why don't you all go with her so I can get some rest? This is a hospital, not a parade.
Parade?
Yeah, parade. Aren't you one of the floats?
I had water on the knee once. Ain't nothing to it.
Yeah. Did they make you take your clothes off, Shirley?
No, they did not make me take my clothes off.
That was smart.
That's it. That's it. That's it. I don't want to see any of you. Get out of my sight.
Did that do it?
It's dinner time. I'm going to give you all 30 seconds before I call the nurse.
Oh, Mr. Gibbs, just get out of here. Why are you
20 seconds, I'm counting.
Yes, come on, please.
15, 14.
Come on, Mr. Gibbs, give me a break.
Nobody ever gave me a break. 5,
oh,
4, 3, 2, 1.
Mr. Gibbs, can I help you?
Yes, you can help me. It's dinner time and I want them out.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to go. Those are the rules.
Okay, okay. Well, look here. We'll see you tomorrow, Rod.
All right.
And don't worry.
Okay.
You take care, all right?
Yeah, take care.
I'll see you later, Rod.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow after the operation, Rod.
Okay.
And don't worry, they won't hurt you.
Thanks, Dee.
They got all kinds of needles to kill the pain.
Needles?
Yeah, needles. Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I hope you feel better. I said goodbye. Be polite to a person.
Goodbye.
That's better.
Sorry. It's all right. It's not broke, Mr. Gibbs. My operation was a success.
Operation? All they did was take a little needle, stick it in your knee to drain some water. That's nothing.
You had it done?
And lots more. Stitches, muscles pulled, ripped tendons, had it all. What are you still hanging around for?
I'm waiting for my mama to come and get me.
Is your sister coming too?
Maybe. But I won't let her bother you.
Well, who says she bothers me? And who said you're in charge of who bothers me?
I'm sorry.
All right, Roger. You're all signed out.
Hey.
How are you feeling?
Oh, terrific, Mama. Watch this. See? Nothing to it.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, goodbye.
In you go, Roger.
Okay.
Okay. Grab Roger's bag, D.
Okay.
That's right.
You think I'm pretty mean, don't you?
Yeah, I think you're pretty mean.
But I don't scare you, do I?
Nobody that can't run scares me.
Well, I'll tell you, young lady, when I was running, there was nobody in the world that could run any better.
What were you running from?
From first base and sliding into second, spikes flying.
You weren't a baseball player.
I don't want to talk about it.
You were the one who brought it up.
Go on. Your brother's waiting for you.
Were you really a baseball player?
One of the best, D. It was D, wasn't it?
It still is.
Well, I'm glad to meet you, D. You can call me Spike.
Spike?
That's the name thousands of kids used to call me, including one who looked and talked just like you.
Who was that?
My daughter, Elizabeth. She was the only one besides you who could stand up to me.
You're not so tough.
You don't think so, huh?
Nope. Does your daughter live around here?
Yeah, she lives around here. She sells cosmetics door to door in East Los Angeles, I think.
You think? Don't you know what your own daughter does?
Well, I haven't spoken to her in over 12 years.
Why not?
You weren't right.
Why not?
Because she married a white man.
Which one?
What?
Which white man did she marry that made you so mad?
Duncan. Burton Duncan's his name.
Never heard of him. What did he do so bad?
He married my daughter is what he did. That's bad enough.
You're not speaking to your daughter just because she married a white man?
That's right.
Why?
Why? Why? Because that kind of marriage never works. That's why. Your father tell you that. When you get home, you ask him.
My father doesn't live in that house. My folks are divorced and they're both black.
Ding! Come on.
Okay. I'll see you later, Spike. And try not to be so mad so much. That's how come you lost your hair.
All right, goodbye.
Are you sure our insurance will cover all this?
It has all been taken care of.
Okay, thank you. Dee, what took you so long?
I was saying goodbye to Mr. Gibbs. Nurse, when is he gonna leave here?
I really don't know.
Well, don't you know how long it takes to fix a broken hip?
Sure I do.
Then you mean it's more than just his hip?
I'm afraid so.
Come on, I better be getting you home.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
Dee, come on.
Boy.
Are you sure he played baseball?
That's what Dee said. But if he played in the major leagues, he should be listed in this book, right?
Yeah, well, maybe we missed it. Let's go through it again, okay?
All right.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, Mrs. Thomas.
Hi, Mom.
Johnny. How's your leg, Raj?
Oh, much better.
Hey, that's good. What are you reading?
The Baseball Encyclopedia. We're trying to find Johnny Gibbs.
I told you it was Spike Gibbs. He played for the Homestead Grays 1928 to 1939. Lifetime batting average of .327, led the league in stolen bases 3 times, and that's how he got his nickname Spike.
Mama, what is she talking about?
Well, while we were shopping, Dee told me all about Spike. So I thought you'd like to read about him, so I got you this from the library.
Oh, wow. The biggest era in baseball.
Turn to page 67.
Hey! Here's his picture, Spike Gibbs.
Wow. He stole 120 bases in one season.
Hey, and look at this. Smokey Joe Williams struck out 27 men in one game.
Wow.
Hey, and Josh Gibson had 75 home runs in one season.
Man, that's more than Babe Ruth hit.
How come we never heard of Spike Gibbs and Josh Gibson?
How come?
Because Spike Gibbs and all these wonderful players could only play in the Negro Leagues until 1947. That's when Jackie Robinson came along and broke the color barrier. Now, you have heard of him, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah, sure. He was the greatest.
And so were these men, including Spike Gibbs. But not many people knew about them because they weren't allowed to play in the major leagues.
That's probably why he hates white people.
Dee, what are you talking about?
Well, he doesn't want anything to do with his daughter because she married one.
Did he tell you that?
Yeah.
Now, listen, baby. Spike may have his reasons for being bitter. But I always say, if you gotta be mad at somebody, it should be for something they did to you, not for the color they're wrapped in. Got it?
Got it.
Good.
Mm-hmm. You know, I bet that's why Spike didn't want any flowers from his daughter.
Raj, I wonder if she knows he's in the hospital.
We ought to find her and tell her he's in the hospital.
How are we gonna find her? We don't know the first thing about her.
I do. Spike told me her name and where she works.
All right, let's call her.
You know Mama doesn't like you sticking your nose into other people's business.
Nobody's gonna tell Mama.
Wanna bet?
Dee, what is her name and where do we call her?
Well, it's a 35-cent call.
What, is it long distance?
No, it's a dime for the call and a quarter for the information.
Look, when she gets here, let me do all the talking, all right?
Man, she's gonna be mad when she finds out why we call.
Are you sure you didn't give her any hints?
Of course not. She probably would have hung up in my face if she knew what we really wanted. I'll get it. Ooh, let me see here.
We don't have all day.
Is this the Thomas residence?
You got it.
Oh, come right on in. Have a seat. We've been expecting you.
I'm Mrs. Duncan. Someone called for a cosmetic order. Is there a lady here?
Well, what do I look like, Rosie Greer?
No, Mrs. Duncan, it's not my mother who's on the buying. We're buying.
Do you have any money?
Do we have any money? Mrs. Duncan, do you think we would waste your valuable time and ours?
Probably. But I'll show you the samples anyway. Are you interested in something special?
Yes, we want a gift for a friend.
Mmm, this smells nice. What is it?
Cuticle remover. Is this gift for a man or a woman?
It's for a very nice man.
Oh, well, this aftershave is popular.
It is fragrant, but he doesn't shave. He has a beard.
Yeah, we're looking for something for an older man.
Right.
He's in the hospital. He has a broken hip.
What does this friend of yours look like?
Your father.
How is he?
Why don't you go ask him?
Look, I've got a lot of calls to make, and I really don't want to talk about my father.
But we thought you wanted to know how he is.
I do, but...
It's room 204.
I know the room. I send him flowers.
Oh, you're the admiring fan.
Look, I know you all mean well, but he doesn't want to see me, and I'm not too sure I want to see him.
Because he doesn't like your husband?
You know about my husband, too?
Yeah, is he still white? I mean, is he still the same husband?
Yes, he is. And that's why my father and I haven't spoken to each other for 12 years.
That's stupid.
What?
He's very sick.
It's only a broken hip.
No, it's not.
It's more?
Yeah. The nurse said he's really very, very sick.
Yeah. Your father and I got pretty close, and I got a feeling that if you went to see him, he'd be glad to see you.
Thanks, sweetheart. Just might be worth a try.
Well, move it.
Come in.
What's happening, Raj?
Hey.
Yay, what's happening?
Where you guys been?
Oh, on our way over here, we passed by the grand opening for that new taco stand.
So?
Oh, well, they're giving away free silverware with the first 50 tacos sold. Rerun had to be the first in line.
Well, what did you get, Dwayne? A knife or a fork?
I didn't get any, but Rerun has service for 12.
Come in. Mrs. Duncan.
Hi.
Long time no see.
3 weeks, to be exact. I'm glad you're all here. Is your sister home?
Yeah.
Come on in.
Thank you.
Can I get you anything?
Oh, no, no, thank you. I just wanted to say thanks.
You saw your father?
That's right. The past few weeks with him were wonderful. A little difficult at first, but worth it. We never realized how much we missed each other.
That's beautiful.
He asked about your leg, Raj.
He did?
Uh-huh.
Mrs. Duncan, do you think we could go and see him?
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to get his autograph on a baseball.
I think he would have been flattered.
Would have been?
Oh.
You're too late, Roger. But thanks to all of you, I wasn't. He wanted you and Dee to have this.
He gave us his radio? Yeah. Oh, Dee, I got some bad news for you.
I heard. I'm very sorry about your father, Mrs. Duncan, but he'll be all right.
Dee, you don't understand.
Yes, I do. He'll be all right up there, too. You can't get her sliding into a cloud.